Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Real.
And I'm Gail.
And this is the Real and Gail podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the best and worst patterns.
Yes. For me, as I feel like McCall's is the best pattern for me because I've been sewing for over 30 years. But if you're a beginner, Shrill, tell them what's the best pattern to deal with.
Simplicity, because they have some patterns that are 6 pieces. And the instructions on there are very easy to follow.
Yes, and when you're dealing with your patterns, please pick your pattern, then read it. Make sure on your patterns you get the required yardage. On your pattern, you will also see what notions you need. When I say notions, I'm talking about your buttons and zippers and stuff. But on your pattern, it'll tell you what you need. Also, when you get your pattern, get the instructions out, read it carefully. What I do with my patterns, when I get it out, I will highlight every one I need.
But what if you're super short or super tall?
Well, now on your patterns, they do have where you can adjust it to a person whose torso is shorter than a normal size person. So it does have that line where you adjust it, and you just have to fold it and adjust it, and you have to make sure you adjust every pattern that shows that line to adjust for the torso.
Oh yeah, and they also have petite patterns. I totally forgot about that.
Yes, but sometimes the petite patterns can still come out different, not the right torso size.
Yeah, if you're pixels like we are, we're kind of short. you still have to adjust petite patterns.
Yes, you do. And when you're also dealing with patterns, if you are a size 12, start with a size, cut your size of 14 or 16. You can always take that pattern when you sew it and reduce it down to fit you. But if you cut it and it doesn't fit, you cannot extend that pattern out.
Who's notorious for doing that? No, not like Real? Me. But no.
No, what?
Which sewing company?
Oh, I think pretty much all the patterns.
But who does it the most?
Vogue?
Oh. Well, you hear it first. Don't get Vogue. I'm just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
I think Vogue has a set look. A more of a thin person look. So if you're going to do a Vogue, I would make sure I do a size or a 2 larger. Well, for me, it's any pattern. I always start larger, then put it on me, and then mark where I need to take in here or there. It's easier to do that because you're going to get mad and frustrated if you do a certain size of your pattern and it doesn't, if it's too tight and you don't have any more material left.
Yes, I mean, when you're a beginner like me, it does happen, because I went for, I think, a size 12, which I thought I was, but it ended up being so just small. It's not the same as the store size 12. It's pretty much small. And that was with, I think, McCall's.
Yeah, so always get a size 2. Well, cut your pattern in size 2. Larger, because that goes for any of the patterns, because they have a different standard size of what your size is. Because if you're a 12, you're a 12, but in a pattern world, that 12 can be a 14 or a 16. But don't make it feel like you're bigger. It's just that pattern is made different.
And also, please read the, I think it's like the top, I think upper or left or right hand corner of the pattern where it'll say what size it is, like 12, 14, 16. You can't just grab any pattern, because you're going to end up getting like a 6, 7, 8, or not 6, 7, 8, but you know, smaller sizes, because different patterns, well, what the sewing companies do, that they section off the patterns depending on the sizes, and they'll just have like 4 sizes in one pattern, and then another 4 in another. But it's of the same pattern. It just has a different sizes. So be careful what pattern you pick up.
Yes, that does make a big difference. Because one thing I hate to do is pick up a pattern, got the wrong pattern size, and have to go back and exchange. Now, also with your patterns, make sure you understand the little notches and circles and pivots and what would you ask about the salvage? All the kind of language for your patterns. Look at that. Make sure you mark your patterns where it says to mark. I use a tracing paper or a pencil, a marking pencil for fabric, which when it comes to circles, I use my pencil and I make my circles where I need to make my circles. If it's the circle that shows the end of where the zipper stops, or if it shows the circle where you need to where you can like put a pivot. When I say pivot, when they say, you know, you got to go straight down, lift your swim machine needle up and turn around. So it you have to really know all your different symbols on the pattern.
So who would you say has the best and worst instructions and why?
Okay, the best instructions is simplicity, so easy. The worst is Vogue. Though I don't use that many Vogue, but another one, and from Vogue would be McCall's, because McCall's can have you start off real good on your instructions and doing everything step by step, and then they'll drop off at a point where they think, oh, she should know, or whoever's doing this pattern should know what to do next, and then they'll jump to something else for the next step.
And also, Simplicity is notorious for doing that. If it's over, I say, 20 pattern pieces, the higher the power pieces, the more they're going to drop off instructions and think, well, that person should know this by now. Like, come on. So they're just going to leave that out and just think you know it, but you kind of don't. You're kind of stuck.
Yeah, that can mess you up, and then you have to sit there and figure it out. And also with patterns, you want to read all the instructions before you start to sew.
What else? What else can we talk about? Oh, whose patterns are prettier?
Whose patterns are prettier?
Yeah, it's like
the
if you...
The graphics on it?
Yeah, the graphics on it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Like, if you ever have a recent McCall's pattern, they have this pretty blue outline instead of that thick black line. Oh. They have these pretty blue outlines, and I like blue, so, yeah.
Yeah, see, with old school, I've always been with the black outline. And blue is nice. It's a nice change when you're dealing with your patterns. And that's just the print of the patterns. It can come in blue or it can come in black in your instruction.
Oh, yeah. Who has the more styles, like variety of styles? There we go.
The variety of styles? I kind of think McCall's. I've seen a lot of different styles in McCall's where I look at... now, you do have Butterick, but Butterick, I don't really care for Butterick patterns.
Isn't that just the same thing as McCall's?
It pretty much is. Pretty much their same thing, but I just don't really know what the difference is.
Me neither. There's another one, but Kiwi?
Yeah, that one's...
That one's been around for a long time, but nobody's ever...
Nobody really used them, because I don't think I've used one of those.
They're cheap. They're like $6.99.
But
whose patterns are more expensive? Expensive.
First, Vogue is expensive pattern.
I've seen one go up to $50.
Yes. So if you have money to spend, go with Vogue. But you don't want to go with Vogue because they're expensive. After Vogue, between McCall's and Simplicity, it all depends. But my best thing is to get a coupon.
Yeah, I think Simplicity has the cheapest patterns because you can find some at Walmart for like 99 cents. And then Joann's and Hobby Lobby. Like, we catch ours on sale for $1, so we don't spend that much. But
yes. I mean, you can always pretty much catch them on sale. But it's like every time Simplicity has one on sale, McCall's don't, and then they switch up.
She was hitting me.
Yes, I was. She was interrupting me.
Sorry, I meant we catch the McCall's and the Simplicity on sale for $1. Vogue is $4.99, maybe, like some.
Have you seen a Vogue pattern for $4.99?
Yeah, on sale they have them, but these are like the ones that are $21 and down.
Okay.
Like, well, the ones that are $21, I haven't seen any. Well, there's some for $19.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even look Vogue way unless I would be doing a wedding dress. And probably not even then, because Vogue is so expensive. And their patterns, instructions are kind of, they can be very confusing.
Oh yeah, just FYI, we're not trashing Vogue. There's a difference between constructive criticism and hating. We don't hate Vogue. We just think that they are kind of expensive. And
their instructions are kind of difficult. Anything that we're saying, we're just comparing to other patterns, and we're not bashing any patterns. We're just trying to get y'all the information to get the best pattern, to get the one that you can understand, especially if you are a beginner sewer. And I would say, try to pick something that has like maybe 3 or 4 pieces in it. Like a simple dress, a simple summer dress. You have your front, you have your back, you probably have your sleeves or facing, you know, just pick something that's really under 5 pattern pieces.
Yes, I can. What would you call it? Attest to that?
Yes.
Because I, like, when I first started sewing, I tried to sew a corset, and that was horrible. Like,
horrible.
And it was McCall's too, which is not very beginner friendly, but yeah, it was. I wasted about $40 worth of material trying to sew a corset for a costume.
Yes, and her biggest problem was not asking me about the pattern, how to sew it, and things like that. She tried to do it on her own.
Because you left me on my own.
I was kidding.
I think we covered everything. Have we?
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered everything as far as patterns. You know, what the patterns that we like, ones we feel that are hard or difficult. So once you start sewing, and if you're beginning sewer, and you'll see what we mean when we're talking about different patterns and what to start with, something simple first.
So is that it for our podcast?
I believe that's it. Till next time.
Okay. Do you want to shout out your social medias?
My social media. I'll let you shout out my social media. Kind of give me that hype.
Her social media is Gail Crave Design on Instagram. And mine's is Railroad Studios. Yet I haven't put anything out on that. Or Railroad Cosplay. Oh, and her store envy is the same as her Instagram, gilcravedesign.storeenvy.com. Yeah, so
just check us out, and you'll see some of the things that I've made and sewn, and I have a lot of different things on there.
If you have any questions or comments, leave them down below. We'll answer them as soon as possible.
Yes, so please leave your comments, and we'll be more than glad to respond.
Okay, so I'm Real.
And I'm Gail.
And this is our podcast.
Y'all have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.